السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم حرم هذه الوجوه الطاهرة عن النار يا رب العالمين. May Allah protect all these beautiful faces away from the hellfire. Our mother, our beloved mother Juwayriya رضي الله عنها, she said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he left my house for Fajr. And he saw me remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he came back after Duha. Maybe that's an hour, 2 hours. Duha is very long. Maybe in the beginning of Duha, at the end of Duha. So he came back after Duha. And he said, Ya Juwayriya, O Juwayriya, you're still sitting in the same spot I left you, remembering Allah? She said, yes. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I said 4 words 3 times. If they were weighed against what you have said, they will outweigh them. Yani those 4 words I said, they are heavier than all the hour or hours that you spent remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. What are these words? He said, Subhan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma harram hadihi al-wujuh al-tahira an al-nar ya rabbil alameen. May Allah protect all these beautiful faces away from the hellfire. Our mother, our beloved mother, Juwayriya, radiallahu anha, she said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left my house for Fajr. And he saw me remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he came back after Duha. Maybe that's an hour, 2 hours. Duha is very long. Maybe in the beginning of Duha, at the end of Duha. So he came back after Duha. And he said, Ya Juwayriya, O Juwayriya, you're still sitting in the same spot I left you, remembering Allah? She said, yes. So Rasulullah ﷺ said, I said 4 words 3 times. If they were weighed against what you have said, they will outweigh them. Yani those 4 words I said, they are heavier than all the hour or hours that you spent remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. What are these words? He said, Subhanallah wa bihamdih, adada khalqih, wa rida nafsih, wa zinata arshih, wa midada kalimatih. Subhanallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. We always repeat Subhanallah so many times a day when we say Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. And if you ask somebody, what does Subhan mean? He say, I'm glorifying Allah. This is translation. But what does Subhanallah mean? Subhanallah, it means I believe that Allah Azza wa Jal is free from any deficiency, from any faults, from any shortcomings. And at the same time, he is perfect in every attribute. This is all in Subhana. That's why the word Subhana only comes before the name of Allah. I cannot say Subhana to anyone else, to any human being. Subhanallah wa bihamdih, and I am so grateful to you, Ya Allah, with all these blessings that you have bestowed upon me. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. طيب. How much I'm saying this? How many times I'm saying it? How much weight I'm saying it? Listen, عدد خلقه, Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, the number, the amount of your creation. The amount of your creation, humans, jinn, angels, insects, animals, cells, Milky Ways, the amount of your creation, Subhanallah wa bihamdih, the amount of your creation, wa rida nafsih, and Ya Allah, I will repeat this until you are pleased, the amount to please you, wa zinata arshih, and the weight of your arsh, the weight of your throne. My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the biggest creation ever is the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. The biggest creation. When he was asked, Subhanallah, to describe the size of the arsh, he said, the heavens and the earth, all the heavens and the earth, compared to the kursi, which is the footstool of Allah. All the heavens and the earth compared to the kursi is like a ring thrown in the desert. All the heavens and the earth compared to the kursi is like a ring thrown in the desert. I was giving the brothers an example. Imagine a quarter thrown in Texas. In Texas only. Huh? The size of all that compared to the kursi is like a ring thrown in the desert. And the kursi compared to the arsh is like a ring thrown in the desert. Your mind stops grasping, right? It stops thinking, right? Ya Allah, I'm saying subhanallah wa bihamdi, the weight of that creation, which is your throne. And the last one, wa midada kalimati. Midada kalimati, it was translated into the ink to write your words, or the meaning of your words. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي. If all the oceans to mean the words of Allah, the oceans will expire, will finish, and still the meaning of the words of Allah did not finish yet. Allahu Akbar. And Allah told us in Surah Luqman, listen to this ayah, subhanAllah. The meaning of the ayah is, if all trees on earth became pens, all trees on earth became pens, and all the ocean became ink, and you start writing the meaning of the words of Allah, all the pencils will finish, all the pens will finish. And if you bring another seven oceans, they will expire, and still you did not finish the meaning of Allah. So I'm saying now here, subhanallah wa bihamdi, also midada kalimati. Allahu Akbar. When do we say this? Three times after the Fajr prayer in the morning. If you miss it after Fajr, any time in the morning, inshaAllah ta'ala, is sufficient. Ready? Subhanallah wa bihamdi, adada khalqi, wa rida nafsi, وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. And keep in mind, ya akhwan, tonight is the night of Friday, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us specifically, make a lot of salat upon me. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid.
Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا. والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا.